well done, everybody.
In the Herald this morning, Joyce Fegan tells us that nearly all homes sold after buyers camped at estate. Almost all of the new homes in a Swords housing estate were snapped up after people queued for 4 nights to secure their dream homes. And last night, a spokeswoman for the estate agents in question told the Herald that 45 of the 53 properties had gone sale agreed. It was very hopey. It was very busy. We were hoping to sell half of them at least, which seems to be the case. We spoke to Megan O'Shaughnessy last week. She was in the front of the queue, swapping places with her mum, who would look after her place for a while, and her boyfriend, and they'd all take turns to have to shift, as it were, and waiting for Saturday to come. So we were dying to know how she got on, and she is on the line now. Megan, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Well, are you smiling or are you sad?
Oh my God, I'm smiling. I'm grinning from ear to ear.
Oh, go on, tell us. Okay, so Saturday morning, you wake up. What happened? Give us the full run now. I want to smell the paint on the wall.
Well, I went home on Friday night and had a few hours sleep, and my mom stayed. So when I woke up at about 5, I went up to the house and my mom came home for a while. So then when she came back up, I went home and got dressed and got ready, and I was back down at the houses for 9:30. So we were just watching the builders kind of coming and going and getting a bit excited. Everyone there was dying for it to open. So then at about 11 o'clock, Sherry Fitzgerald arrived over. So they went in, they were viewing all the houses, and they came over to us and told us that the show homes would be open at 1:30. And we'd get to the inside before we obviously handed over our deposit. So we were waiting outside till 1:30, and at about 1:20, they came over and they took all the names of everybody and in what position you were outside. So they led us into the show houses, and oh my God, we went in. We were amazed. They were absolutely gorgeous. So after that, then we went down to the office and we queued outside.
Wait a minute. So you got into the house. What was the first room in the house you were interested to look at? Was it the broom cupboard? Was it the TV room? Or was it the toilet?
Oh God, all of them. I was amazed by the size of them all. We went into the sitting room first, and that was a good size. And then, sure enough, the stairs you could live in. The bathroom under the stairs is huge as well.
Great.
And utility room is massive as well. So we were just delighted. Every room in the house we were amazed with. So really, really good build.
And did you kick walls? Did you knock on walls?
We did. My uncle actually came up a few hours later, and he was banging all the walls, and we were laughing. So, no, it was beautiful. It didn't disappoint. It was worth the wait. So,
did your uncle have a clue what he was doing, or was he pretending to be an Irish man going, "Oh, you're grand, those walls are"?
No, he has a good clue.
He knows what he's talking.
Rob's dad was there as well. So, and my mom, of course, was going around having a look. So,
did your mum have a megaphone? Was she barking orders at everyone? Or?
No, she wasn't. No.
You will all now go upstairs to inspect the bedroom.
She was excited. So,
she was,
no,
of course she was.
It was a great day.
So you finished having a look around the house and you went, this is exactly what it's all about. And what
next? Exactly. We went down and we were just talking to Sherry Fitzgerald, and he was saying, don't be worrying, come back at 2:00 to me and you'll be first in, you're number one. So we just got a coffee and tea outside. They had that little cafe from up the road, Look Mam No Hands, was actually outside giving out teas and coffees for everybody. So we queued up outside, and then Sherry Fitzgerald led us in to the 2-bedroom house and straight into the office, and everyone was cheering and taking pictures.
Oh my God.
So we went in and we picked our house, and the lady was like, look, I'm putting the first sticker onto the wall, onto the map. And then we went into the front of the house, and they were just talking through about we're sale agreed now and what happens next. So we were absolutely chuffed. We went outside and there were so many photographers taking pictures and everyone clapping, and so all the other girls are still nervous waiting outside to go in. But no, we're absolutely delighted.
See, those houses wouldn't have been able to get arrested 3 years ago. And now they're rock stars. They couldn't have got arrested.
Oh, yeah.
How did that happen?
It's crazy, isn't it?
What happened?
I don't know.
Megan, you must be an expert on the economy now with all the questions you've been getting from the press all week.
Oh, God, no.
Can you explain the problem? It's not a bubble. It is a bubble. You pick up the cornet, though. So what happened?
Well, I just wanted that particular house, so that's what I did.
Waited
outside, got the house I wanted, so we're absolutely chuffed now. So just have to wait now until hopefully the end of December, end of January, till we get the keys. So I'm still a little bit nervous until we actually sign, seal, deliver everything. But Oh, I'm excited now. I can't wait.
Are you glad that's all over now, all that?
Yeah, but it was worth it. I'd do it all again because the houses are absolutely fab. So we just had to go down to the... My boyfriend's gone down to Bank of Ireland today now to just give in the address and tell them our solicitors and everything. So just to get the ball rolling now. So that's what we're doing.
And then your description of... queuing and the gates opening, it reminds me of Charlie Bucket waiting for Mr. Wonka to open the... Do you know
that's
what I'm
exactly what it was like with the golden ticket.
Yeah. Was it a bit like that?
Yeah, it was.
And they opened the bit of old railing rattling across going, boys and girls, welcome to the chocolate housing estate.
That was it, yeah.
Oh, my God. And what did you do on Saturday night? Was there a sense of celebration in the air, Megan? Or?
My auntie and all my cousins were up and my nanny was up and my granddad, so... We were all excited. We went back to my house and we just had a few drinks. And then me and Rob actually went away for the night because we were actually going to be going to the wedding fair on the Sunday. So we stayed in a hotel in town, but we were too tired the next day to even think about going to the wedding fair that we literally came home and we went back up to the houses and we were just showing my auntie and my nanny granda came up again. So it was just a bit more excitement just to be able to have a proper look around.
Yeah, of course. So, just to clarify, you did pay for the house. I mean, you're sounding as though you won it in a raffle.
Oh, no, we did pay. We got nothing for nothing.
No, how much was the house in the end?
It was $289,950. We changed our minds in the end. We went for the three-bed semi-detached with the front garden instead of the end of terrace, which I think was a better option, especially just thinking of the future. If we ever had kids or anything, to have our front garden, so...
And what was the markup in that?
It was 10,000 extra for that, but I think it was worth it. 10,000 over hopefully the rest of your life is not much. So.
And is that the house you want to be in till your dying days?
Ah, well, you never say forever, but it's definitely a place that I want to spend many years in. It's just beautiful. Beautiful. Gannon Holmes must be so proud because they're definitely the nicest houses I've ever seen been built. Wow. They're gorgeous. And really, really nice.
Remind me what age you are, Megan.
I'm 23, 24 next month.
Damn, I wish I was that mature when I was your age. I really do, I just wasn't. I didn't have my head screwed on at all. In fact, it's still half off, but it's good to hear that there are some mature and intelligent people in the world today. You happen to be one of them. Well done to you and to Rob. And when's the wedding, by the way?
It's in February.
Okay, so you have a little bit of time. So it's all happening for you in your world, isn't it?
I know, it's very busy.
Well, thank God your mother's there to make it all happen.
Oh, yeah. So she's been brilliant.
Well, look,
Ryan, can I actually add one more thing in? My auntie was actually up with me the other day looking at the houses.
Yeah.
And when she got home, her two dogs were actually taken out of her house, out of the back garden. But one of them actually passed away on Saturday night in the vets, and the other one is still missing. She was found, they live in Loch Shinney, and the dog was found down in the estuary in Malahide. And the other dog is still missing. It's a little Jack Russell, and just the name of Colleen. Just if anybody... has any information or knows.
Did they escape from the house? Is that what happened? Did they?
No, I think they were taken from the back garden because it was such a long distance away to be from Loch Shinney to Malahide and down the estuary.
They found one of them?
One of them, somebody found one of them and handed them into the vets in Malahide and the other one is still missing. It's only a puppy, it's only a few months old, so they're all devastated. Yeah, Colleen, a little Jack Russell.
What's the colouring?
Black and white.
Black and white.
Black and white, yeah.
That's
if anyone has any information on
it. Yeah, that's a sad twist in the tale, isn't it? That's a tough one.
Yeah, so just in case, my mum was like, make sure you say it just if you're on the radio for anyone to, if anyone has any information, they're all devastated.
Does she have obviously the lead would be taken off if she was stolen, but just in case, did she have a little
lead? I don't think she's chipped. Other dog was chipped, that's why they contacted them from the vet in Malahide, but... The other one, they still haven't found anything. So I don't know whether somebody took it and dumped the other dog or what happened, but they're all devastated. So just in case.
It's all drama in your house, Megan.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Terrible.
Okay. Well, look, we'll see what happens. If with any luck, we'll have some news for you. So.
Thanks a million. You're very good.
Hey, thanks for taking our call. Good luck with everything.
No problem. Thanks a million.
See you soon, Megan.
See you later. Bye.